kings and queens, it's your girl Mo Ashe, and this is what I'm thinking. Y'all, strolling down the YouTube streets, I ran across the whole DaBaby and Danny Lay thing. Let me say this. These men are something else, okay? These men are something else. These women, something else too. These women, something else too. But look, DaBaby, honey, we just put that fire out. With you running your mouth. With the Alphabet Mafia, okay? And just to let you know, some of them might still be mad. Your ass is still not out of hot water about that. And now, you are disrespecting one of the mothers of your recent child at that, because apparently, his first baby mama, if I'm not mistaken, she's the first baby mama. Mimi is pregnant, and we'll get back to her in a minute, because mamas has so much to say. She is so proud to be the first baby mama and head of the baby mama crew. I'll get back to her. Danny Lay, allegedly, I'm gonna say allegedly, I wasn't there, I was not a fly on the wall, but this is what happened. DaBaby is allowing Danny Lay to live in his penthouse, and from my understanding of the live videos and all of this other boogazy shit that they got on the internet, he's not living there, but Danny Lay is, and there's a 3-month-old baby involved. So basically, DaBaby lets Danny Lay know that she has to leave the house, and it gets aggressive. She goes off, it gets aggressive. And allegedly she put her hands, oops, upside his head, first and foremost. Now, I don't condone in domestic violence at all. We do not condone in domestic violence here on this platform. But DaBaby, you're going to have to stop playing with this girl's feelings. You're going to have to quit the bullshit and stop playing with this girl's feelings. This man that got on the internet, and he has embarrassed this woman. You have put personal family information out here about this girl and her family. Whatever the case may be, you and that woman have a child together. Y'all have those issues going on. Her family, you blasting her family, trying to say what type of relationship her and her family got. Baby, that's beside the point. You got all this heat up under you or whatever, and for your protection, you're recording her because she's crazy, and you're calling the police on her because you've been assaulted and because she's crazy. I'm gonna put it this way. In order for that girl to be reacting the way that she's acting, DaBaby is doing something to her. You playing with this child's emotions, first and foremost. You done made this girl feel like for a few years, maybe like 2 or 3 years, that she has been your girlfriend. Honestly, y'all done been on private jets. Y'all would have been traveling. She'd have been coming to support you at your shows. All of a sudden, she done had this baby. Because you done trapped this girl. Both of y'all, well, I'm going to put it this way. Both of them could have trapped each other. To be honest. Both of them could have trapped each other with this baby. Both of y'all toxic. Both of you. Whole relationship toxic, unnecessary. Ooh, this bothers my spirit. It heats up my soul. Because this man got on live. Wanted to talk bad about this girl. And what pissed me off the most is this man gets on live and he says that she's a certified side bitch. You say, excuse me, say what? Huh? What? A certified side bitch. Here's my thing about this. If you do not want to be with somebody, please just say that. Just say that. If you don't want to be with somebody and you really want it on like some fuck buddy type of shit, just say that. And mean that. Stop fucking with people and doing relationship things if that's really not what you want. Because the thing about it is that in certain situations, people want the relationships, but they don't want the title. You want to be in a situationship and you literally want that person to only fuck with you, but then you want to be able to do whatever it is that you want to do. And that ain't fair. And then the thing about it is girl, it's, listen, okay, he would have told me leave, me and my baby would have packed up and we would have been fucking gone. First and foremost, you wouldn't even have to embarrass me no further, okay? Me and baby would have been gone, okay? You then, as far as him calling her a certified side bitch, listen, baby, if that's how you feel about me, that is fucking cool. The only thing I need from you is I need for you to be a father to your child. And the thing about it is like, I have been in both positions. To be honest, I have been in a position of where it was just supposed to be a fuck buddy situation. I was stupid enough to have feelings. One thing led to another. Don't even talk to that person no more. At all, period. Then, it's been on the other hand. I've been that person that's been a certified side bitch. Difference between these situations is I don't really think he let her know that's what she was. Honestly. Or maybe he let her know when she just not getting it. She understands she ain't getting it through her head. And now to this Mimi situation. Ma'am. First of all, how old are you? You must really love being head baby mama. He has multiple other baby mamas and you're pregnant now after this girl that had her baby. And you, first of all, find something to do. Go somewhere and take care of them other kids that you got. You shouldn't even be speaking on nothing that they got going on in whatever relationship, fake relationship, whatever side bitch, baby mama, baby daddy thing that they got going on. That video that she put out, mama's just trying to have some fucking relevance out here. And she doesn't have to. You out here clout chasing. To be honest, you wasn't talking about nothing in that video. You was basically just posting something on the internet so you could be seen. For what? you're one of his baby mamas. And then it's fine. One thing that men know how to do is, some men know how to put two women against each other. Trust me, I know. Oh, life is different now. But a man can turn two women that ain't never said two words to each other against each other. The thing about this is these women probably don't know each other from cat and dog. But the baby, the way that he is, oh baby, got these women fighting over him. And you know what? I really liked the baby. I did. I liked him. But all the stuff that he got going on, it's starting to show me a narcissist attitude. It really is. It's starting to show me I really don't care about you bitches. I really care about myself. And I just enjoy y'all fighting and ruffling feathers over me. That's literally what the fuck it sound like. Circa, there is so much more you could be doing out here. There's so much more in the community that you can be doing. Black people already have horrible names, and they already feel like we ghetto, and we're just baby mamas and baby daddies out here. There's so much more you can be doing out here in the community. And Danny Lay, baby, work on yourself. Work on yourself. In those videos that I saw of the both of them and her, mama's is hurt. Mama is very hurt. She is most likely going through postpartum depression right now. The baby is 3 months. She most likely would like for him to play house and happy family with her. And I hate to say it, but he's not. He's absolutely not. And Mimi is not gonna let that happen, because she want him so bad to play house with her. That is absolutely not gonna happen. One of the things that I learned, is when you get into a relationship with somebody and they baby mama is very active and got a lot of mouth and has a lot to say about what's going on, they still fucking. I'm pretty sure Mimi was pissed off when she found out that the baby got Danny Lay pregnant. I'm pretty sure it was a whole motherfucking uproar about that. Why do you think she's pregnant now? On purpose. Petty females will do anything. They will do anything. Anything to hold on to these men. For absolutely what? There are way too many good men and women out here than to be fighting over one. They don't give a damn about now one of them. He seemed like he just out here doing exactly what his name is. Out here making the babies. That's exactly what it sounds like. Just out here getting with these females, just creating all type of unnecessary karma for himself. Because the way that he's treating both of these ladies is gonna come back to him. And I truly hate it. Sir, you about to be way too fucking old to be playing these games. And that's on period. Especially if you... I wonder, is he in his 30s? He might be. I don't know. I don't even deal with him or his music anymore. Because he done rubbed me the wrong way. At first, I liked him. And I'm starting to see that I really got a type. I literally need to do some more shadow work and fix myself, because I honestly always start liking and falling for the fucked up ones. Gotta fix it. Goodness. Maybe go somewhere to take care of your kids. Have this baby and do whatever it is that you need to do, honey. Mind your business. Stay out of this business with them too. Let them go ahead and ruffle each other's feathers, however they gonna do, and deal with it. And let the baby and Danny Lee do what they gonna do. I just really hope Danny Lee, I really hope that she finds self-love within herself and she realizes how much she's actually worth, because you have a daughter to raise, and I would not want my daughter, my son, I would not want my child to grow up one day and type in my name and see some shit like that on the internet. These celebrities, I tell you. But that's exactly why they're celebrities. They do exactly what they're supposed to do. Get out here and show their pure ass for entertainment just for us. Honestly, just a distraction from what we really supposed to be out here doing, which is out here spreading love and being abundant and having prosperity and connecting with our higher selves and being spiritually in tune. But every now and then, you gotta run into some ratchet shit and you gotta have a low vibrational moment. And that I be on the internet, I gotta get my inner ratchetness. I be way too balanced and I really just have to be knocked off just a little bit. Now I'm gonna have to go meditate and get all this negative ass energy off of myself. Goodness. Whatever. Until next time. Oh, y'all love yourself. Y'all be safe. Drink your water.